friends, welcome to Blind Like Me. It's a Texas version of Blind Like Me. I'm doing this because Jack does it better than I do. We'll introduce him in a minute. Hello there, it's Phil Parr and Blind Like Me, our little show that we do. This is, do you realize we've done about 170 of these? It's amazing. I think on Handyman we're up to 218. And that would put us 08, 98, 88, 70. This would be about 178 of these, 178 hours we've done of these. Isn't that right? I should get some sort of award from ACB Radio. I'm sure they're getting right on that. They're going to probably making it up right now. Saluting, we'd like to salute Phil Parr for producing 500 hours of programming. It'll never happen, will it? Anyway, this is a Blind Like Me, and this will be our last show before Christmas of 2007. This is the 14th of December, and we're going across the pond, as they say. I don't know who says that, but somebody must say that. Jack Scrimshaw is with us, sir. How are you?
Well, howdy, Phil, and howdy, friends.
Yes, sir. Boy, you do that so well. You must have.
I cannot believe you American people talk of us living across a pond like a bunch of fish.
We do, don't we?
I'm most insulted.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to insult you there, Jack. Don't get me.
Well, by God, if you carry on insulting me, I'm going to have to fix a whoop somebody's. Well, I can't say that.
Dan, a whoop ass here is what you're talking.
Well, I'm going to whoop somebody's ass is what I'm going to do.
Get your gun out or something. You must have listened to a lot of like American soaps or old time radio or something.
Westerns, the old John Wayne and all the old time American music like that, all the bluegrass and stuff and things like that. I love that stuff.
You like that stuff, don't you, huh?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of bluegrass. There was there was a bluegrass thing streaming. This was 10 years ago on the internet, streaming 24 hours bluegrass a day.
Oh, there's plenty of them around if you know where to look. And it's actually catching on over here. We went to see a bluegrass band. Kay and I went to see one either this year or last year. I forget when it was, but, man, it was great.
Bluegrass bands in England. What's the world coming
to? Yes, indeed.
I think that's great. Well, I talked to Dale, Dale Campbell that does Cooking in the Dark.
Oh, yes, yes.
He does these scholarships, and one of the girls that he gave a scholarship to was taking banjo lessons or something, and she lives in Hawaii. She said, hell, I didn't realize Hawaii was a hotbed of bluegrass music.
Okay. Well, I never. I guess their banjo's a rectangle. You can't use a bar on them, folks.
No, you sure can't. Do you have a satellite service in England comparable to XM and Sirius?
Absolutely not. Our digital radio service in the UK is poor. It's very poor.
It is. Yeah. And you couldn't see, there'd be no way to see XM, would there, from there?
No. I mean, you get hundreds of channels in your hundreds of stations. We probably get 20. And 15 of those are national stations.
Is that right? Another question. What do you have FM frequency modulated radio stations over there like we do?
Oh, yeah, we have FM. That's the funny thing. Most of our AM stations have now gone digital. So that's our version of satellite over here. So that's kind of what they've done.
So they're using AM digital over there quite a bit.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're just now... It's just now coming. In fact, they have just now started letting our AM digitals operate at night because of the broad frequency. So you have FMs. Do they use the same? The reason I'm asking this is we're planning a trip to Europe in June.
I see.
And us and Don Patterson and his wife and my wife and me. And I was wondering, do you use the same FM band, the same FM frequencies?
I believe you would, yeah. The only way I could think to do it is, bring a radio over and try it. I've never done that.
Believe me, after June we'll know because
I'm
bringing a radio.
Well, if they don't, we'll soon know.
We'll soon know, boy. Well, the reason we have you back on the show, you were here before, and we want to talk.
Yes.
Just do a little recap of your life. You're the guy they were mean to in school that had to fight his way out of high school.
Uh-huh, yep.
And so the reason we have you back is we have some of your music. So why don't we play this? Tell me about this first tune. It's a little different. It's not country. It's not rock. What is it?
It's Irish. What more can I say? It's yeah. It's an old Irish folk song from Belfast. It's called "I'll Tell Me More," and it's about little lass who's she's the talk of the town. Every little boy wants to take her out. Hi. Have a listen to it.
When I go home, the girls will leave the boys at home. We'll be here, so I call. That's all right till I go home. She's so handsome, she's so pretty. She's the belle of Belfast. She is a cardinal, 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her. All my boys are fading for her. They rap at the door and they ring at the bell. True love, are you well? Hell, she comes as white as snow. Rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. Jenny Murphy says she'll die. She doesn't get the fella with the rolling eyes. She's so handsome, she's so pretty. She is the belle of Dublin City. She is a cardinal, 1, 2, 3. Please don't tell me who it's she. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high. The snow comes shoveling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets that lad of her own, she won't tell her mom when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, but it's Albert Mooney she loves still. She's so handsome, she's so pretty. Ah, she's the girl of Belfast. She is a cardinal, 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who it's she. She's a cardinal, 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she. Play it, Stevie. She's so handsome, she's so pretty. She is the belle of Belfast. She is a cardinal, 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she.
Now, were you playing the banjo also?
No, I was playing the guitar. The fellow who I asked to play it, as it were, yes. Steve Doyle, he was playing the banjo, and he taught me a little bit, and I taught him a little bit as well.
Taught him but, a little guitar, and he taught you a little banjo, huh?
We both taught each other a few little techniques on the banjo, rather than the guitar, but Steve plays the best Irish five-string banjo there is, you know.
Is that a five-string or four-string? It's five.
That's a five.
Got that little extra note there. Why did you just like that song? Because it's happy, or what did you?
I just loved it. It's a happy little tune. You know, it's a nice little Irish song. Me and Steve were sitting playing a few tunes, and Steve loves this song. And I said, well, now Steve, why don't you have a go on my banjo? Because my banjo is a little bigger, and it's got the little resonator on it. He said, go on then. And he got the banjo out and had a little strum, and I sort of strummed along on the guitar. And before I know it, it's a 1, 2, 3. And we're into the song, and I've recorded it.
Yeah, and you did that. You did that with Gold Wave, or what did you?
That was a Gold Wave one. Yeah, that wasn't an Adderall tune.
So
cleaned it up a bit.
Just two tracks.
Two tracks. Actually, no. We just played that one live. That was a live.
Yeah, and recorded it.
We didn't mix or nothing, so we were quite fortunate there.
You were, that you got the mic levels right.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you were using three microphones, or two, or one, or do they have a little mixer?
Just the one. We just used a little Logitech AK5370. Because
really?
Usually, those recordings that we do, they're usually not meant for professional, but that one came out so good, and it sounded so jolly and happy, I just thought, oh, what the hell, I'm going to stick it on the CD.
Well, you know, I thought, when I first got it, I thought, you know what I'll do? I'll run this by and put upright bass with it, because it would really sound good with a doghouse bass.
It would, yes.
I thought about that, and I thought, no, I don't want to mess with this guy's music till we play it. I may do it after and send it back to you.
I'd love to hear it.
With bass on it.
I'm anxious to hear it, yeah.
So I have an old upright here. I hadn't played in a long time.
Oh, fantastic.
Wouldn't be about 10 minutes. I'd have to do it in about the first 10 minutes because my skin had begun to come from my fingers if I...
Oh, they did.
Do you ever play one, a big upright bass?
I've got a bass, yeah. I've got a bass guitar. My dad's old, I think it's an Encore bass. Bass guitar, yeah, that was the first instrument I ever learned.
I'm talking about a big stand-up bass.
Oh, big double bass. Ooh, oh, yeah, I see. Big,
boom, boom, boom.
We used to have one years ago, but back when my mum and dad were together, but she made him get rid of it.
Well, that's was not big, very nice.
It was bigger than the fireplace, apparently, and it took up half the lounge. So it had to go.
I've had an upright bass probably 40 years now. Every once in a while I'll use it, and we'll use it on something. We used to, before there were electric basses, we played jobs with them, and they'll kill you playing them.
I'd love to have a go on one. I've seen them in action. We were at a folk concert the other night, and the guy was using an upright bass. It was lovely.
They're back becoming popular again. There was a while when the electric basses were on everything. Now you see a lot of stand-up basses now.
And so they should be.
And so they should be. Because they sound so good.
They do.
All right. Let's see. You went, I think you said, to public school? And had to kind of fight your way out. The kids picked
That's
on you
right.
a lot.
They did. They were terrible there. So I talked to a few people, a few folks, and they said, fight your way out. So I did. And it worked.
Yeah, and it worked. You got out. You got out of school. And
I did. And I got out in one piece.
And you're how old now?
I'm 22 now.
22 now.
22,
and a personal friend of Kay Deere.
A very, more than a personal friend, in fact.
How far apart do you two live?
It's about an hour by train, so that'll be about 60, 80 miles.
So you don't get to see her too often?
About every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So not that often, but more often than some people.
Yeah, you know well, I mean? Someday you'll wish you were back to that after your marriage. Only kidding, Kay. Just kidding. We should have her here to defend herself, I suppose.
Well, maybe.
we really should. How many instruments do you play? You just play guitar? You said you play bass also?
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Guitar, bass, banjo, mandolin, tin whistle, harmonica, auto harp, steel guitar.
And really? Drums. Really? Steel guitar, as in
a lap steel, not a pedal.
A lap steel that you lay on your lap, and you move the bar up and down.
I love sound on those.
Oh, I do, too. I grew up gorgeous. Listening to those.
Yeah.
But a blind guy, you've got to be really accurate, because you cannot see the numbers. You can't see anything. It's just a...
No, you have to go by sound, and you have to use a proper tone bar. Don't use a bottleneck, because they are awful.
Well, we know a lot of people who've done that, and we know blind fiddle players. I know a blind fiddle player. It's good of fiddle players I've ever heard that's totally blind. There are no marks on that fingerboard either.
Oh, man, they tried to teach me the fiddle when I was 5, and I cannot, I can't even tune the thing, you know.
Well, you can. It's tuned in fifths.
I can't adjust the strings without breaking them, is what I mean. It's same tuning as a mandolin, but...
It is, same thing as a mandolin. I've got one, and every once in a while I'll get it out, and I can almost play Cotton Eye Joe on it, and just a little bit, but not enough to really do any good. But I get tired of holding the damn thing up.
Yeah, they need to make them a little bit bigger, I think. That was my problem, because I'm not the smallest of guys, and this instrument's so tiny, you know. I'd love to probably try cello, because they're a good bit bigger, so...
Cello is a nice sounding instrument also.
Nice mellow sound, I think. Very good for folk tunes.
Yeah, I could see. I played some cello in high school. But the fiddle, you just get tired. Your left hand goes, must be an easier way to make a living than this.
Got it.
Anyway, let's... Go ahead, what?
You go ahead, sir.
Mandolin also is another thing that's a small... Yeah, they get away from you. You have to put a strap on them because they tend to walk away from you. They try to ride off your lap.
They do. Them things are alive. You know, you think any minute now this singer's going to stop playing. He's going to grab that thing by the neck and shout, stand still, because they will run from you.
I had, I don't know if you've ever seen one, I had a round-backed Ovation guitar at one time that did the same thing. It tended to not sit on your lap too well. You had to have a strap.
I've never seen a round-backed guitar. I'd love to see one of the old flat-top guitars. They're really nice. The flat tops.
You've seen flat top guitars, right?
Can't say I have. I don't.
Well,
think
if you'll come to the gathering next year, I bring two Martins, a D28 and a J40, to the to the gatherings, and you're welcome to play either one or both or whatever.
My friend, if I can play a Martin guitar, I will be there.
Well,
no doubt about it.
There will be two Martin guitars at the gathering, because I will bring them next year. If you will
friends and neighbors, take off your headsets, because all I've got to say to that is, yeehaw!
Yeehaw! All right, let's play another tune.
All right.
This is, I think this is, let me play a little of this, and you can, we'll back it up and go to the first. That's you,
yeah.
And that's you and what's the girl?
Marissa
name?
Manzino. Yeah, that's me and Marissa. Marissa's doing the vocals on this, and I'm doing the guitar and the mandolin on this. We came together on this one on Skype, and I said, you know, that would be a really nice little duet song. She said, yes, it would. And I said, well, do you want to do this song with me? And she said, I'd love to. And, well, there it is.
So, and you did it on Skype. In other words, you were in your house?
No. She sent me her vocal track, and I mixed it on to the parts we already had.
Okay, then you didn't do it on Skype. I was under the impression you had done it long distance.
We talked about it on Skype, but...
The quality's almost good enough, you know. It really is.
We had
her on. She's the Alison Krauss sounding little girl.
She is indeed. Yeah, she's got a lovely little voice there. My mate Steve says Dolly Parton, young Dolly Parton.
Is that right?
He does. Yeah.
Well,
she's a mighty good mandolin player too.
Let's punch it up and see what they sound like. This is
all right.
Jack Scrimshaw and Marissa Manzino.
It's amazing how he can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, he can light up the dark. Let's renew that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. But the touch of your hand says you can't catch me. Thank you.
when you say nothing at all. Who
that's
did that?
That's right.
Who did that song originally? Do you remember?
I think it was Alison Krauss and Keith Whitley.
Is that right?
I'm not sure. That's just a guess.
I have it somewhere, but I don't remember whose CD. It's really a nice song. So she did. You did the guitar and first and sent it to her, right?
I did the guitar and the vocals and mandolin, mixed it all up, sent it to Marissa. She sang her vocal part, sent that back to me, and then I mixed it all up.
Okay, so all she did was add vocal.
Yep.
And you played the mandolin.
I did.
And the guitar in the key of D.
That's right.
And
yep.
She just added her vocals and sent it back to you, and you did the did
that's
the
right.
Well,
yep.
All right. That's a nice way to do things. We be nice if the quality of Skype was good enough to. I wondered if, you know, 4 or 5 of us got together and wanted to play, could we? You know, because there doesn't seem to be any time delay. Could we? Why couldn't we play? You know, have a band on the Skype band.
The Skype band. Well, we did try that, but there was frustratingly there was about 2 seconds of delay, which was ultra frustrating. But I believe there is a program out there specifically for jamming. I'll have to look into that one,
what it's
called.
That you can use with Skype or with what? With
it's a separate program, I think.
Oh, okay.
You can just dive on there and jam, apparently. But, I'll have to have a look at that. But Skype's the next best thing. You know, we did we played a couple of tunes over Skype, like solos before. And that's worked. We've had a few little jams on there before.
Yeah, because the quality seems to be getting progressively better on Skype. Each version you have seems to be better than the last one. I don't know. You know, it's just we play music on. Are you familiar with For the People? This blind chat.
Yes, yes. I used to play music on there years ago. Me and an old bass guitar before I could play guitar.
Well, they still have those little things on Saturday night. In fact, I think I'm going to do tomorrow night. I want to do Christmas songs before we can't. I mean, while we can still do them. So I think I'm going to go over there too. They call it Cabaret. Yeah.
Ain't nothing you dismay.
Remember, Christ our Savior was born
was
on
born
December,
on Christmas
on
Day.
December 25th.
Yeah, because we can't say Christmas Day.
So you know, I don't care. You know, as I've said, I don't care what star you're following. Get those camels off my lawn.
You've got it. It's
we,
Christmas.
Hung up our Christmas stockings, and the health department asked us to take them down. So, but anyway, it's tomorrow night they have this thing called Cabaret on
yes,
For the People.
Do.
I'm saying tomorrow night because this show probably won't be heard till after the first of the year. Anyway.
I wish I could sing on that. They used to do one on Sunday afternoons because a lot of Brits used to go on and want to play, but on a Saturday night because I still share this house with my mum and my younger brother. I'm not too popular when I play at 2 a.m.
Well, let's see, then. That's what it would be, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. It would be 2 o'clock because it's 9 o'clock
that's right,
Eastern, which is 8 o'clock my time. Well,
I sometimes pop along and listen because you get some good talent in there.
All right, well, come and listen because I'm going to.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Well, that's my plan for tomorrow night because I don't like Christmas because it's so commercial, but I love the music. You know,
I like the festive side of it, exactly as you said, but not all this commercialistic side of
it. In a winter wonderland.
You got it.
I love the chords to winter wonderland, you know. And I love the chords
to... That'd be a good song in a banjo, you know, in the key of C.
Chestnut
on an open fire.
I love the chords to that also. They're just...
George Jones nipping at your whiskey.
George Jones.
Yes, he's
speaking
one of my
George
favorites.
Jones, there's a song on this CD where you don't sound like George Jones, but then again you do. There's some phrasing you do that sounds almost like George. Is it the next one? Let me see. Let's see what's next. Hang on. Is it this one coming up here? Come on here.
I've had
that's it, isn't it?
That's the one.
Old George. Still in the
old
key of D.
Old Possum.
Still there in the key of D, friends.
Our favorite.
And there's when you listen to it, you think, this is a George Jones song. And then you think, well, this guy sounds a little like George, you know? And you do, in a kind of a, some way. Something you do with your voice that...
Still a little young and a little bit more whiskey to drink before we fully get him, but a lot of people have said that, and my God, it's so flattering to hear that, because George is the king of country, if there is such a title. He is the master. What more can I say? You know, he's been on top for 50 years, and there ain't nothing else I can say about him. You know?
George Jones is a tremendous talent and a tremendous singer, but he did not write the songs that Willie and Merle wrote. I mean, he didn't have that. He didn't have that. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Crazy is the quintessential country song. It is.
Well, you know, so Willie Nelson wrote two other songs besides Crazy in that week.
And what?
St. Nelson? I don't think so.
No. What else did he write?
He also wrote that one. Gee, ain't it funny how time just slips away?
Which is a great song.
Another great song, and he also wrote, what was that before? Listen to the Blues are playing.
Wrote Nightlife?
Nightlife ain't no good life, that's the one.
You just wonder, where did he get that marijuana?
Wherever he got
because
it.
Because wherever he got
it, to tell me.
I want some. Whatever, you know.
Me too, and I want his guitar.
That was some good smoke there, Willie.
Willie, he's another of my influences, especially with the guitar playing.
He's a talented fellow and the most unpretentious person in the world.
Indeed, he'll play anything. If you ever get a chance, friends, and if you're listening out there, anyone who hasn't got this in my little circle, go out and get yourself a copy of Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson on VH1 Storytellers, because it's just Johnny and Willie with their guitars.
Just sitting, playing,
and singing.
What is, where do you get, what is this now?
If you go to Amazon.com and search for Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson on VH1 Storytellers, it's a fantastic live concert. It's just those two legends. I mean, legend is an overused word, but those two are. There's no getting away from it.
Go tonight and purchase that.
Do so, Phil, I'll tell you, because it's fantastic. Willie just, he runs free. He confuses Johnny a couple of times.
Well, then, you know, of course, Johnny Cash wasn't a real guitar player.
No, he wasn't a great guitarist.
He was just a thump artist, as they
The good thing about him was he just sat back and let Willie get on with it.
Of course, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Merle Haggard is the greatest country songwriter, singer that ever lived.
Oh, my God. How else can you beat what was it? Mama Tried.
When you think of all the hits Merle Haggard's had for the last 30 years, buddy, there ain't nobody to compare to him.
Love listening to Merle. You know, Mama Tried, what else was that one with Daddy Frank, the guitar man, Bonnie and Clyde. Plus, of course, he teamed up with Willie and with George. You know, when you get Merle and George together, or Merle and Willie together, that's country music heaven right there.
I've got enough Merle. One of these days I'm going to put together... Is that my phone? I don't know. When I put together a CD of Merle things that were songs that were not hits. There's enough stuff on albums that should have been, that for anybody else would have been a hit song.
It's always the way.
Yeah.
Let's play
this George Jones song. You ready?
Okay, let's go.
Here's Jack Scrimshaw with not an imitation, but just a parody maybe of George Glenny Boy Jones.
I've had just this since the day that I was born, but before this, you told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here to die, living and dying with the choices I made. I was tempted. By an early age, I found I liked drink. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away, living and dying with the choices I made. I've had choices. Since the day that I was born,
Yes, I'm paid for the things that I have done.
It's right. It's at the last there where you sound. Let me turn this effect off here.
Yeah.
There we go. You sound most like George Jones right at the end of the song.
That last bit. I don't know myself because of course you can't really tell when you're listening back to your own voice.
But no, you can't.
A lot of people have said it, and like I say, it's amazing to be compared to such a guy as that. Because, well, as I said earlier, I'm a big fan of the guy, so made my day.
What are there country artists in England that are colloquial to England that we don't know about that are good singers, or is country music
not,
is American?
Not in the same league at all, really? Unfortunately. There's one or two that you know could perhaps sell out a pub, a couple of pubs up and down, but not the same as America, unfortunately, because the music just isn't played over here. So I think there could be country music singers perhaps hiding behind the mask of folk singers or jazz players or something like that. There's great players, of course. There's a lot of great guitar players. But the music just isn't played, and it's a shame.
Well, I mean, you couldn't be the only country music fan in the British Isles.
Absolutely not. No, but the fact is, the big shot promoters and radio station people think that all people want to listen to in the UK is this plastic manufactured pop rubbish, which personally makes me want to puke, or this manufactured commercialized rock stuff, which is some 15-year-old who's just bought himself a cheap Fender and is PO'd at his dad because he wouldn't allow him to go out Saturday night, so he goes upstairs and writes a song about it, screams down his homemade computer setup, and suddenly it becomes number one. That's BS.
Well,
where did that come from?
I don't know. I thought you were, what office are you running for? I don't know. The internet's a great thing. I don't much like plastic. I don't like a lot of the country they do now. I like a lot of it, but a lot of it I don't.
I know what you mean. Because it's gone commercialized. It's gone electric. I mean, think George Strait and Alan Jackson had it right when they said someone's committed murder on Music Row.
Yeah, when you hear Farron Young sing, "Wind me up, I'll turn me on, it'll let me cry for you." When you hear that, if that's country, then what they're doing today is not.
Exactly.
You know, by the way, there's a new book. You're familiar with Farron Young?
Oh, yes, I know Farron Young.
Well, Hello Walls. Of course, Willie wrote it, but Farron.
Hello Walls,
Anyway, there's a new book out about Farron Young that I've just gotten, and my wife is going to start reading me Wednesday. It's called Live Fast, Love Hard. And
that's
it's about
fantastic.
Farron Young. Oh, Farron Young.
Wow.
Farron was, we happened to run across Farron a couple times. In fact, my friend David Stallings was not a good friend of his, but knew him quite well. Farron was a reprobate. He was a ladies' man, and he was a reprobate, if there ever was one. Anyway, it's a new book called Live Fast, Love Hard. You might get that. I doubt seriously if it's been read for APH or for any blind.
Anything like that.
So, while we're on that subject, how do you read?
Audio, primarily audio, but I've still got the Braille, to fall back on. But again, half these books today aren't in the Braille format. They're either in audio or mostly it's nothing at all, of course.
Yeah.
You have to hope that somebody would read it to you.
How do you read audio?
I'm mostly on the internet. You know, there's sites like Audible and the...
Well, yeah.
Sites like that where you can download the books and read them that way. Or I buy them from Amazon. You know, get them on CD or cassette and listen to them that way.
You don't have a library service that furnishes books for blind people there?
We do have the Braille library service, yeah, but updates are few and far between. But the good thing with them is they've actually relaunched. They relaunched last October, and all the library services in the UK have combined. So whether that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but time will tell. Hopefully it's a good thing, because then we can get more and more books out there.
So you don't get books on cassette like we do?
You can do, but as I say, updates are few and far between. The library only goes so far, if you know what I mean.
In other words, they haven't read any new books in a while, or they don't do...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're allowing us now to download books from the internet.
Which I think is fantastic, because as soon as a new book is available, you can just go out and get it. There's no diminishing of the quality. Like, what you know as well as I do, when you play the tape 15 times, it ain't going to sound the same.
Yeah,
but if you download it, it's always going to be the same.
Well, and also, do you know about we have a service in the U.S. called Bookshare.
They won't let us use that. I don't know why, but I think it's grossly unfair.
I think it's grossly unfair. We'll talk to him. I'm sure they'll really care. So you don't read much?
I don't read as much as I would like. I've loved reading from an early age, but I don't read as much as I would like, shall we say.
I'll be darned. You would have thought, because your country, as far as I'm concerned, is much more civilized than the United States. You don't have all the murders we have and all the... Everybody isn't carrying a gun over there like we are.
That's right. That might not be the case these days. I mean, more and more people are getting hold of them. There are more and more shootings. But even so, they're nowhere near the level of the USA, as you say.
Really? And it's I don't know why that is, but I think I believe it's because of our...
It's gang-related.
It's gun-related here. I mean, that's why we have...
So it's gang-related, but, you know, gangster drug crime over here. But over in the U.S., I don't know what it is, you know.
Well, if they legalized drugs, we could stop all this, but nobody's going to do that.
No.
But you would think, if England being the progressive country that it is, or Britain, whatever you call it, being the progressive nation it is, that they would have a service. Like in Canada, they're doing books on CD, and they give you a player to play them on, and... You know, I'm just amazed that you don't have that.
We do have that service, but it all goes down to updates. You know, when are they going to bring out the newer titles?
Yeah.
But now that all the services, I mean, the service that brings out the CD and the player and the tape library and the Braille library have all come together, hopefully someone's going to get up and say, right, let's start bringing just a few more new books out a bit more often.
Would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would.
All right, we've got a couple more songs to preview. I think you sent me five. So let's see what this next one is, and you can identify it. I've got these on DAT. That's why it's taking so long to...
I see.
Now, this is... She's
having a bad hair day.
We're going to have to talk about this song. This is just weird. What is this?
This is a song that was written by, I guess you'd say, a gothic rock singer called called Nick Cave. The song's called Henry Lee. What am I talking about? But my dad and I were listening to this song, because Dad plays music as well, and he said, you know, some Nick Cave songs would make a good country song. And I just thought, yeah, right, I'll have a go. And it didn't. So I said, well, instead of making it a country song, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this thing as scary and as weird as I can without turning it into a Black Sabbath track. And in the end, I don't know what the hell I turned it into, but it's very weird.
Where did you get the scream at the first? And I think it's a couple of them.
I got that from a sound effects library of Halloween sound effects. It's supposed to be a... a deranged woman. But if you ask me, it sounds more like Audrey Hepburn on a bad hair day.
Oh, I thought it might be Kay.
No.
I thought you might have worked out a deal where you got her to scream like that.
Mercy.
We better move on now. Anyway, here is it. What do you call this, Jack?
This is Henry Lee.
Henry Lee. Here's Jack.
She's the best girl in this damn world. You won't find one better. Wind it away and wind it more. La 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 la.
What you were trying for, son, you made it. That's about as strange.
That's a moment of madness right there.
Well, you know, the contrast, the dichotomy between that and George Jones is pretty amazing.
I reckon.
I don't think George will ever be recording that.
No, I don't think so.
I would like to have heard the original. Is that pretty much a copy of the original? Pretty much.
No, it's nothing like the original. To be honest, the original is a duet, but I couldn't get anyone to duet. I wonder why.
I'm sure we could probably find somebody. But has your father heard that? And what did he think?
He loved it because he played all that darker side of stuff. And he thought, yeah, I like this, but I think I'm going to stick to the country. To be honest, the more country, the more folky side of things, because I like that a lot better.
I think that's a good idea. Stick to country. Yes. That's just kind of weird. Everybody's allowed, I think, a moment of weirdness in their life, aren't they? Yeah.
I think so. And I thought, well, I'm going to do mine now rather than in 20 years' time. if I'm still doing this, which I'm sure I will be. But,
yeah. You're at 22 years old.
Yes.
What are you thinking any about your future, about what you might be able to do to earn yourself a living?
I'm hoping to earn some sort of a living from playing music, because quite simply it's what I'm good at. You know, it's a job I love to do. I love entertaining people. I love spreading the good word of country music over here in the UK, and it needs doing. So I hope to make a living doing that. I mean, obviously, of course, I'd love to make it to Nashville. Who wouldn't? But it's a hard road, and it's a long road. Oh. And very few people make it. But as I said to Kay, I'll be happy if I'm playing over here, if I'm just playing the clubs, as long as I'm earning money and everything's cool and, you know, we're not penniless and on the streets, that's fine by me.
Well, there's nothing wrong with making a person making their living playing music. I did it, and
absolutely,
and very successfully for many, many years, for about 15 years. That was my source of music. I was lucky enough to get involved in a television show in Houston, and of course I was also music was supporting my radio habit. Is what the deal was.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's done for me, because I do a radio show, but of course it's amateur. You know, you don't make a living from radio.
From internet radio, you don't.
No.
All right, tell us about your internet radio show. I don't think we did that last time, did we?
No, we didn't.
Well, let's do it.
Okay, well, I do a little show. It's the Graveyard Shift. Every Saturday from, excuse me, 6 till 9 Eastern in the morning on a little radio station. Can I give the address of that, or is that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
www.107thephoenix.com. And we play everything on that show, primarily country. But we do play everything, and I like to do a little hour, the third hour of the show, where we play, shall we say, the more tucked-away songs. We play the new guys who are starting out, if I can get hold of that type of stuff. I call it the new musicians segment. Things like that, basically. You never know what's going to happen.
So 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.
That's right.
On Saturday mornings, which is going to be 11 a.m. your time to 2 or to 1 or to 2
That's
o'clock.
Correct, till 2.
And you do this from your house?
I do, yeah.
And you do it with your computer using Shoutcast or using what?
The Salmon Coders.
And you have the music on your computer?
Yep.
And you are able to switch back and forth from your microphone to your hard drive and play
very easily, yep.
The music. And it's www.107.com.
107 The Phoenix.
107 The T-H-E Phoenix.
P-H-O-E-N-I-X.
P-H-O-E-N-I-X. The 107
right.
The Phoenix. .com,
right.
.org.com.
.com, yeah.
.com. All right. Well, I'll try to tune you in. You play country. That would be...
We play a lot of country. Oh, yes.
You played any Phil Parr tunes on your show yet?
I have, actually. I've played you a couple of times. I Used to Want to Kiss You. That's my most popular choice.
You didn't play that, did you?
I sure did, yes. And I've also played Ain't It Good to Be in Texas many
Down
times.
Down near where that old Red River flows.
Why don't you do
a version of that?
I'd love to.
You'd be welcome to do anything you want to do. I'd love
to
have
you. Thank you very much.
That would be nice. And at 107 The Phoenix, I'll have to. I hope I remember.
Kay also does a show on there. She does hers from 10 till 1 on a Sunday, Eastern. Actually, I'm doing Kay's show this Sunday.
Is it Sunday or Saturday?
My show is on a Saturday, but this week I'll be taking over Kay's show. They do have a schedule on there. They've got a schedule link so you can see all the different times of the shows, okay. Which is in some time. But.
Is this primarily blind people or not?
Bit of both, as far as I can tell, to be honest. But I think the blind people outnumber the sighted people.
Is this? Do you own this? Is this yours or?
No, it's not. Okay. I wish it was.
Oh. What else do they have there?
They have quite a variety of shows. It's mostly shows playing different varieties of music, but they also have a show that just plays rock. They play proper rock as well, like the classic rock from the 70s, and that they have a Christian show. And there's actually a new show starting up there this coming Saturday where this guy has got a load of stuff off of vinyl, and he's digitalized it and stuff. He's starting that.
Oh, really?
Well, it'll be tomorrow night at the time of recording. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, this probably won't run until after the first of the year. Because we're through for now. I just want to go ahead and do this since I had the music and had it all accessed here, and you seemed seemed anxious to get on with it. Let's do. We got one more song to play. Let's see what it is before we run completely out of time here. All right, what is this one?
Oh, this is a favorite of mine. This was a song I actually heard by Johnny Cash, but it's not his song. It's the L&M, and a friend of mine was playing it to me. I went to tune up her banjo, beg your pardon.
Yes, sir.
And she used her, and she played me this tune, and I said, by God, what tune is that? She said, it's the L&M, and I said, well, I'm going to record their tune, and I did.
And you did. And
I did.
And so it's Johnny Cash originally. Well, let's hear it.
It's
what now? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure who it is originally, but the version I heard was by Johnny Cash.
The version you have here is by Jack Scrimshaw. Why don't we hear that? Let's do that.
What?
My door.
I guess, does that just fade? Is that supposed to be?
It just fades away.
It kind of fades out. Well, listen to this. Guess what time it is?
Oh, boy. We're out of here.
We killed an hour. Let me ask you this. Do you have an email address if someone wants to get in touch with you, talk about music? Give it to us, sir.
It's Jack Scrimshaw. That's JACKSCRIMSHAW at gmail.com.
Jack Scrimshaw at gmail.com. Anybody that's interested in your music or talking about music needs to email you and get a hold of you. And
I'd love to hear from you.
You'll enjoy visiting with this fellow. I guarantee you that. And your website for your radio show, one more time, is
www.107thephoenix.com.
107thephoenix.com. Maybe I'll do some. Jackson, my man, it's been a pleasure, and I knew it would be. And
Bill, pleasure as always.
I hope that you can find a way to come in November of 08.
I will
look forward to meeting you, sir. We got to go. We're out of time. Talk to you. Hang on just a minute.
All right.